This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The UN investigator on human rights in Iran said he was shocked on Tuesday as prominent Iranian human rights lawyer Nasreen Sotoudeh was handed a new sentence of 7 to 33 years of imprisonment and 148 lashes.
Whilst a possible sentence of 33 years and lashes is shocking, even 7 years imprisonment for Ms. Sotoudeh is 7 years too much.
The UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Iran, Javaid Rehman, said all Sotoudeh was trying to do was protect clients as she represented opposition activists, including women prosecuted for removing their mandatory headscarf.
I appeal to the government to release all lawyers imprisoned for peacefully carrying out their work immediately, as well as all those imprisoned for expressing their right to freedom of opinion and freedom of expression.
The news comes days after Iran appointed a new head of the judiciary, Ibrahim Raisi, a hardline cleric who is a protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and accused by rights groups of condoning widespread violations of the rights of political detainees. Former Vatican Treasurer Cardinal George Pell was sentenced to 6 years in jail for sexually abusing two choir boys in the 1990s at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne, Australia. The 77-year-old Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic priest worldwide to be convicted for child sex offenses. County Court of Victoria Chief Judge Peter Kidd.
2 months of the sentence imposed on charge 4 and 6 months of the sentence imposed on charge 5 are to be served cumulatively upon charge 2 and upon each other. This means that I sentence you to a total effective sentence of 6 years imprisonment.
This is VOA News. For the second time in British Parliament, they've voted down Prime Minister Theresa May's latest effort to set the terms of Britain's Brexit deal to split from the European Union on March 29th. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
On a point of order, Mr. Speaker, I profoundly regret the decision that this House has taken tonight. I continue to believe that by far the best outcome is that the United Kingdom leaves the European Union in an orderly fashion with a deal. And that the deal we've negotiated is the best and indeed the only deal available.
The House of Commons voted 391 to 242 against May's plan, setting up a Wednesday vote on whether Britain should quit the 28-nation EU bloc without agreeing on any of the details of its departure. Arab citizens of Israel have been expressing anger over recent comments by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Linda Grodstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The first shots of the battle played out on Instagram, with actress and model Rotem Sella posting, "When the hell will someone in the government convey to the public that Israel is a state of all its citizens?" Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly responded, "Dear Rotem, an important correction. Israel is not a state of all its citizens. According to the nation-state law we passed, Israel is the nation-state of the Jewish people." The exchange comes less than 2 months before the Israeli elections. Aida Tumi Suleiman, an Israeli Arab Knesset member, said the election is crucial for the future of democracy in Israel.
The next government will determine if this country is going a little bit to democracy, of human rights, of equality, or is it going to be clearly an apartheid regime.
Linda Gradstein for VOA News. Jerusalem.
The Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria warns peace has not returned and it is neither safe nor sustainable for Syria's nearly 12 million refugees. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Syria is entering its ninth year of conflict this week. The crisis is not over. Syrian government forces, with the aid of their Russian allies, have pacified large swathes of territory, but the war has not been won. Chair of the Independent Commission, Paolo Pinheiro, says scores of civilians continue to be killed and maimed in Idlib and western Aleppo by pro-government forces.
Violations of international human rights and international human rights law by all sides remain rampant, creating multiple security vacuums and thus fertile soil for future escalations.
The commission finds persecution, discrimination, and other forms of ill treatment are widespread. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.